Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello everyone, it's wonderful for me to be back with you on this last episode of the year as we step into the last day of 2023. Just want to just close with this passage that I've been talking to you for the last 4 days. I've been talking about this because I believe that this is such a vital passage for us to remember. It is so important for us to have this lifestyle as Christians, as believers, so that we are ready for what's next, right? You may be in a place where you're saying, John, I'm disappointed with 2023. I expected a lot more to happen. I expected God to answer in this area of my life or that area of my life. I expected God to show up in a different way, but things didn't work out the way I expected, and things have been really, really like a roller coaster ride for me. So I want to just conclude this. You know, I've been talking to you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you know, for the last 4 days, from verse 16, and today we are going to conclude verse 18. Very simple passage, very, you know, the familiar passage. Most of you may know them already, and this was just more like a reminder for each one of us so that we can inculcate, I mean, some area where you can have this as a sense. You can say, God, help me to be better at this, help me to grow more in this area, or something like that. So reminding you again, it says, you know, reading from the Message version, it says, be cheerful no matter what, reminding you, you know, to rejoice and be glad always. And then it says, pray without ceasing, pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens, you know, in everything, give thanks, irrespective of your circumstances. And it goes on to say, this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. So in other words, it's going on to say this important truth, right? You know, this is the will of God for you. This is the will of God concerning you. In other words, can you get to that place, even though you don't understand it, even though you're still dealing with some things, even though there are areas that you wish things were different, but can you get to that place of total trust upon the Lord and say, God, I know this is not the way I want it to be, but I choose to trust that this is your will for me right now. This is where you want me to be. This is the circumstance that you have led me into. So I'm going to choose to rejoice. I'm going to choose to pray and depend on you and look up to you. I'm going to choose to be grateful concerning this area or in this area, because I believe that this is part of your will for my life. This is where you want me to be. This is part of your plan for me. This is exactly how you orchestrated my life to be. So who am I to judge the way you have led my life to be? Can you go to that place of total trust? Can you go to that place of total surrender? So that, you know what, even though you're disappointed about unanswered prayers, even though you're hurt by people who let you down or who left you, even though you are in a place where you're saying, John, I'm coming in terms with the fact that I've still not got a job, I've still not met the right person, I've still not got this answer or this turnaround and this financial breakthrough, I'm still entering the new year in the same fashion. But I want to just remind you of, you know, one of my favorite passages, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 17 from the Message version. And this is what it says: and stop wishing you were someplace else or with somebody else. Where you are right now is God's place for you. Live and obey and love and believe right there. God, not your marital status, defines your life. You know, this is so true for most of you. This is a word for some of you, really, because you need to get to the place, you need to stop wishing you were someplace else. You need to stop wishing you had done things differently. You need to stop wishing that things had turned around. You need to stop wishing that you were with somebody else. And believe that this is God's plan for you. where you are right now is God's place for you. This is what the Bible says. Can you take the word at this word at the place and say, you know what, God, I just choose to take your word just as if this is just raw for me. This is what I need. Can you get to that place where you say, God, I'm hurt, but I just take your word and say, I believe this is where you want me to be. If God did not want you to be where you are right now, you would not be here. You are where God wants you to be. You have said yes to God's will, plan, and purpose over your life. You said, not my will, let your will be done, which means that where you are right now, unless and until you, you know, willingly or, you know, with by your choice ran away from God, where you are right now is exactly where God wants you to be. You are exactly on time for God to show up. You are exactly on time for God to do what needs to be done. You're not missed your moment. You're not running behind schedule. You're not running ahead of schedule. You're not in a place where it's like you feel like giving up, saying it's never meant to be. No, what God has started in your life, He is faithful to complete it, but not in your timeline, but in His timeline. Can you choose to trust and say, God, I choose to trust you. I choose to trust your plan. I choose to trust your purpose over my life. I choose to trust what is your will over my life. Can you make that your prayer? Even as we step into the last day and stepping into the new year, I pray that you will make this your lifestyle, that you will make this your prayer, that this will be buried in the deepest part of your heart. Every time you're tempted to get discouraged, to lose hope, to give up, to throw in the towel, I pray that this word will come and say, you know what? You are exactly where you need to be. God has kept you where you need to be. Can you choose to trust Him in that? Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.